This is Immovable Morgan with an irresistible suggestion. Remember this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Miss Patty Page here with a new one, Gentle on My Mind.
It's knowing you don't try to buy my freedom with some promise made of gold. That for you my door stays open and our love becomes a simple four-way street. And it's knowing we're not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried up on some line that keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on mine. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on some column now that binds us, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I'm drifting through the marketplace and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Oh, the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and you were gone. I still might walk for hours, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you moving on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. The shutters creak in autumn winds that make me draw inside myself in silence. Cross-legged now, I sit and watch the endless chase of leaves across my yard. And laying down my hairbrush, I lean back within my window seat and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
In 1 minute, Monitor's guest will be Stan Kenton.
5 years ago, a great discovery for acid indigestion, heartburn, and gas was introduced to doctors. Now it's your turn.
Well, it's about time. I have indigestion and heartburn whenever I eat too well.
Think of the future. It's going to be swell, thanks to Digel.
Digel?
That's the name. Look, this is your plain white antacid tablet. It neutralizes excess acid. Digel's different. It's white and yellow. The white layer neutralizes excess acid, and the yellow layer contains simethicone, an extra ingredient that helps break up stomach gas, too. Digel comes in tablets and liquid at all drug counters.
Someone in your family have a muscle strain? Try the Mustero massage. This exclusive therapy relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain, stimulates circulation as it speeds warming relief to pain and stiffness. Mustero relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain. Mustero.
Stan Kenton used to say to musicians, if you can really swing, your wife won't be weighted down with mink, but there'll always be a place for you. Stan himself has had a rather secure place in music for a couple of decades or so. He talked about that and the current music scene with reporter Joe Hyder.
Well, Stan, it's most nice to see you once again and to recall what somebody said to me about the music of Stan Kenton about 20 years ago when they said that this man is way ahead of his time with his musicianship. I just wonder now if music has caught up with Stan Kenton in 67.
Yeah, no, I guess that would be a compliment, but I think, Joe, it's very difficult for anybody to be ahead of their time no matter what kind of endeavor they're in. It's always easy to kind of speculate onto as to what might happen in the future, but I think most of us have a hard time keeping up with the present day, let alone get ahead.
Well, it's been a lot of years that Stan Kenton has been on the music scene, hasn't it?
Yeah, the band was started in 1941.
How do you find, Stan, in this day and age, good, young musicians to fill the bill?
Well, I think, Joe, there are more musicians and better musicians, and they're younger, really, than ever before. I find that the young musicians today are very well educated. They are more dedicated than the older guys. They work harder, and they are. It's just fantastic. It's a thrill to see them come along. And I think possibly the reason is that some of the universities and conservatories in the last few years have finally decided that they'd better start teaching the American approach to modern music as well as they teach the traditional European approach to music, and that's what's helping build musicians.
Well, now, in other words, the young people that are playing with your orchestra, with the Basie Orchestra, with the Goodman Orchestra, these are, for the most part, people who are coming out of our schools and universities, Stan?
Yes, I think so. I was just talking to somebody this afternoon. I think that almost everybody in the band that I have currently has a degree in music from some institution or other.
In other words, this is a thing that didn't prevail, say, 25 years ago.
No, it didn't. A long time ago, I know when I was a kid, a guy would go down to a hot shop, he'd buy a saxophone, and 2 weeks later he had a job working in some beer joint somewhere, as long as he knew some of the jazz numbers, you know. But it's not that way anymore. A musician today has to be all things, really. It used to be that a musician was either a jazz musician or he was a traditional classical musician, but that, of course, does not exist anymore. There's no one that really can supply the needs made on modern musicians unless they understand both schools of music.
Why do you think that the Stan Kenton Orchestra has survived for these low 25 years, whereas some of the other bands, orchestras, have not hung on and have been as prominent as you have?
Well, I don't think that... I think that what I should say that the bands that have constantly dealt with jazz music are much better off today than those that were trying to supply the commercial demands of hotel music or commercial dance music, because... The jazz music and the musicians that the orchestras that have hung on, like Ellington and Basie and Herman and some of those bands, including our own, are rather fortunate because jazz is not a fad. It's here to stay.
Somebody said to me that Stan Kenton's music today is the same, similar that as to the music he played, say, 20 years ago, and they described it as psychedelic. Would they be right?
I think the modern music, a lot of it is psychedelic. We usually associate the word psychedelic with rock and roll and some of the modern movements, but in any kind of music where it has a little bit more dimension and demands a little bit more on your creative fantasies yourself to communicate with it, I'd say is bordering on psychedelic.
To be perfectly honest about the whole thing, you don't really think the big bands are coming back, do you, Stan?
Well, I don't think they'll ever come back like they used to be, and as much as you hear people say, one of the bands coming back, I think in their minds they are dreaming of possibly rehearing the music that they heard a number of years ago, and I don't think that'll ever happen, and it shouldn't happen, because people's demands today are greater, and they're different, and it takes a greater brand of music to satisfy their aesthetic needs. I think bands are gaining in popularity, but I don't like to use the expression, bands are coming back.
Stan Kenton, it's always a delight to see you, to listen to your music, and most importantly, to talk to you on Monitor.
Thank you, Joe.
Stan Kenton, ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe Hyder for Monitor.
Nothing psychedelic in Glenn Campbell's Ballad of the Wandering Man. By the time I get to Phoenix.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be right there. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing. That's all. By the
tried to tell her so. She just didn't know I would really go.
Tell you about a Christmas tree. Not an ordinary tree. Oh, it has stars and tinsel and angels hanging from its branches, but this tree is lying on its side on an old-fashioned brass bed. It was designed for a display here in New York by Marisol, the pop sculptor. Over the top of the reclining tree, as though it came out of the tree's mouth, is a cartoonist balloon. And in the balloon is a tree. That is, the tree is dreaming about a tree in a forest somewhere as it lies there in the bed. I imagine that the tree prefers dreaming because in its dreams it meets a better class of tree. Speaking of time, we were... It's a switch on an old joke. Maybe it should have been left unswitched. At any rate, Greenwich Mean Time is 20 minutes past the hour... And you're on the monitor tree. The Blades of Grass, next on monitor, with a tune called That's What a Boy Likes. After a timely note on female preference, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5.
Filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the 100.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola. Brought to you by Dodge. One look, one drive. And you've got Dodge fever. In 1 minute, Joe talks with one of the greatest players on ice. He has this message first.
What happens when you build a car like the new 68 Dodge Polara and you equip it with features that big car lovers want most on their new cars? Features like a big 318 cubic inch V8, deep foam padded seats, deep pile carpeting, just to name a few. And then you sell this beautiful Dodge Polara for only a few dollars more than the comparably equipped price cars. What happens? You'll find Polaris sales are setting new records. That's proof that Dodge fever is catching. And if you want to catch Dodge fever in a more luxurious way, you'll want to see the elegant new 68 Dodge Monaco. All the luxury you could ask for with 383 cubic inch V8 power to move it around in style. Why not stop in and see these beautiful new Dodges at your Dodge dealer soon? and see why Dodge sales are breaking records. You've all heard baseball players complain about ballparks where the infield is too hard or too soft. Basketball players sometimes talk about the dead spots on a basketball court. But hockey players play on ice, and there can't be much difference in that, can there? After all, ice is just frozen water. Well, last week, I got another opinion on that, and from a man who figures to know as much about ice and hockey as just about anyone you'd care to think of. And that would be the great Gordie Howe of the Detroit Red Wings. Great is a word that's abused as much in sports as it is everywhere else, but I don't think anyone can challenge Gordie's right to that kind of description. Here's what he had to say about the different ice surfaces that he plays on.
Well, your good ice surfaces used to be the best anyway, and I knew a biased opinion, but it was Detroit, and all the players would agree to it. But I think your ideal ice conditions now are in a city like Montside. They won't have to turn on the plant so much to freeze it, and they can get a more of a natural condition, which is very easy to skate on. But conditions of rinks don't stop there. They start with the liveliness of the boards. Like in Detroit, we used to have a play, throw it 2 boards or 16 feet over from the net, and you get a perfect rebound, straight out in front for the other wingman coming in. And Ted Lindsay and I used to use that until they started catching up on us. But you can do that in certain rinks. Some of the rinks like Boston now, I think they have the highest sheet of glass behind the net, which ordinary a puck which you'd relax on is going high, that thing comes right back in the playing surface and you're in trouble again. I guess that's like the high fence in Boston. You just don't relax. So you have all these conditions, and then for some unknown reason, some places have an awful lot of activity going on. So the ice is coming out and it's going in back in. So when you get these conditions, you're freezing that ice fast. And when you do this, you get a chippiness where you're only skating on, say, a half inch to an inch of ice at the most, and that ice will just chip off from the concrete and start hitting concrete. But all these conditions, I guess, everybody has to suffer through. It's not like we're playing good ice now and bad. We're out there together. So you can complain as much as you want, but these are the things you have to put up with. But both teams are on there, and the shortest ice surface in the league is New York. And it's really, it really sounds like a crybaby when you say that you had trouble in there in the central zone because you didn't have much room. With
Gordie Howe, and this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. Now this for the associates. If you feel like you're running a race against your holiday bills, the people for you to see are the associates. Nice people with money to loan you for any good purpose. There's probably an Associates Finance Company office within easy driving distance of you. Associates offices are now open Saturday mornings through December 16th. They're listed in the yellow pages. Associates, nice people with money to loan you for the holidays.
Joe Garagiola will be back later, and he'll then continue his conversation with Gordie Howe of the Detroit Red Wings. By Peter Nimro. Short break for our NBC stations along the line, then more of Monitor 67 New Yorkers hear us on WNBC. That's a surprise. This is Mr. Morgan.
Celeste Holm visits Monitor for a chat about her new show later today on the NBC Radio Network.
I laugh.
Oh, I thought it was Marv.
My husband, he too.
I'm going to go see it again.
They're all talking about Harold Pinter's new hit play, The Birthday Party. It's at the Booth Theater.
This is Bob and Ray for the National Safety Council.
Saying if only one of the thousands of car fatalities that could be prevented by seatbelts turns out to be yours...
Won't you feel foolish if you forgot to buckle up?
The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
You got your John Gary, Cold.
Cold are the winds of December, cold as the love I remember. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing lasts at all.
Vic Damone, Nancy Sinatra, Andy Williams. Just a few names we can safely drop on the Big M. Morgan here, and if you'd like to drop something special in her Christmas stocking, remember this Christmas as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. Of Marilyn May.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101,
a silly millimeter longer.
101,
a silly millimeter longer. Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
In recent years, the mass communications media and motion pictures have been dealing straightforwardly with a subject that was for a long time taboo, the subject of homosexuality. But even in this age of enlightenment, it is still by and large a subject on which few people are well informed. Here's Dr. Joyce Brothers with the psychologist's definition of homosexuality and her comments on society's present attitude toward it.
You may call him queer or gay. His psychiatrist calls him a psychic masochist. At a recent conference on the subject of homosexuality, doctors and social workers agreed that sexual perversion is not the disease from which the homosexual suffers, but rather it's the most obvious symptom. The disease is more often psychic masochism. Put very simply, psychic masochism can be described as a need to hurt or punish the self. We all have a touch of it. At times, we enjoy being miserable. We feel we don't deserve to be happy. So we don't buy the new hat that would make us feel better, or we don't call the friend who could cheer us up. We wallow in wretchedness. For most people, the feeling passes. But some build their lives on this peculiar need to suffer. It keeps alcoholics on the bottle and ties mistreated wives and henpecked husbands to their domineering mates. It also produces homosexuals. Far from choosing his unusual sexual habits because they make him happy, the psychic masochist, who's become a homosexual, has done so in order to deny himself the pleasures that other men assume are rightfully theirs, home, family, and the respect of the community. He wants to suffer and to be humiliated. In this way, our Western society has served him well. Instead of treating him as a sick, unhappy person who needs help, we've considered him a criminal, and often thrown him in prison. Many criminals, particularly those who let themselves get caught, are psychic masochists too. Confining them with homosexuals in a one-sex environment is the best way to spread the very thing society says it doesn't want, homosexuality. In fact, the Conference on Homosexuality agreed that our Western culture has itself shown a good deal of psychic masochism in its treatment of this abnormality. We've not only spread homosexuality in our prisons, we have forced young men into homosexual company simply because their physical and emotional makeup didn't conform to our idea of masculinity. We've labeled them queer and shunned them, making them outcasts. In the Eastern world, men aren't suspect if they're sensitive or form close male friendships. They kiss in public and walk along the streets holding hands. The difference, says Margaret Mead, is geographical rather than sexual. Western society couldn't and shouldn't adopt Eastern norms. But if it wants to rid itself of homosexuality, it will first have to purge itself of attitudes and practices that promote and spread the ailment. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Dr. Brothers is heard regularly on Monitor. Listen for her again next weekend. You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Want to know how to spark a dull evening? Tonight, why not take in a good gas station? Hop over to Citgo, have a few gallons, enjoy yourself, kick a few tires. You see, at Citgo, we know what a pain in the neck just waiting around can be. So we've made Citgo a little brighter, a little cozier than the ordinary gas station. Tonight, take in a Citgo station.
You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
New version of a fine old tune by Vic Damone.
You've got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. Got to laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
Among the fellows who do make waves, the scuba divers, there's something new. And you might want to try it if you're a diver headed for warm waters. Hear about it in 5 minutes on the Monitor Beacon.
Wayne Hull stands in for Sterling Yates on Fortune Phone, weekdays at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Tomorrow only at Macy's, 100% all-hair mattresses at a great savings to you. These mattresses regularly sell day in and day out at $79.95. Tomorrow only, they're sale priced at just $46.95. That's $46.95. You save $33. Besides being the most costly mattress filler, hair gives ventilation that is natural and sanitary. Each mattress has extra firm inner spring construction of heavy gauge steel coils and pre-built borders that resist sagging. Each is hand-assembled for uniform firmness with 38-ounce hair-proof covers. Hand-assembled matching box springs are also on sale at just $46.95. So don't be caught awake when Santa arrives. Treat yourself to a restful Christmas on Macy's all-hair inner spring mattresses, now on sale. Charge your purchases on your Macy's charge account. And remember, it's tomorrow only at the Macy's nearest you.
We're back. Monitor and Morgan and friends, the essence of this message is eminently simple. This Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Here's the chairman's daughter, Nancy.
Is a lonely town, not the only town like this town. This town is a make you sound or a break you sound.
The short step from amateur to professional in scuba diving. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of better idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
For 1968,
the fine car touch.
The fine car touch is when your wife doesn't have to reach across the tailgate of your Mercury Colony Park wagon to unload the groceries, because the tailgate also opens like a door.
Mercury's got it. The fine car touch.
The fine car touch is when the kids in the back of your Mercury wagon don't climb all over your neck, because you can get it with rear seats that either face each other or face the back window.
Mercury's got it. The fine car touch.
The fine car touch. You can see it in the Colony Park's gleaming Yachtec finish. Feel it in the new automatic ride leveling option. If Lincoln Continental made a station wagon, the Colony Park would be it.
Mercury's got the fine car touch.
Get it at your Mercury dealers now.
There's more to scuba diving than lobster larceny or pirate's treasure. At least there's the way T. Walker Lloyd tells it to Monitor's Charlie Holmes.
Mr. Lloyd, I'm told the latest news for scuba divers is the use of liquid air. What are the advantages of this use?
Well, basically, it is time. With compressed air, we are very limited. Liquid air will give us anywhere from 2 to 5 times more time underwater.
Well, there are hundreds and hundreds of people who enjoy amateur scuba diving, but how about the professionals? What sort of work do they do?
Well, a professional will do anything from inspection work for large ocean liners, salvage work for sunken ships, or then there's the treasure seeker. And these are professional people. For instance, Florida, there are many Spanish galleons. In fact, I think there's a recorded $280 million waiting to be found off the shores of Florida.
Wow. I understand there's such a thing now as an underwater cop.
Yes, there is. Basically, from Biscayne Bay in Florida down to the Florida Keys. And what they're trying to do is protect the lawful lobster fishermen.
You mean there are men who go down and rob the lobster pots?
Yes. On the black market, a lobster would normally bring a minimum of $1.50 a pound. And I would say a good night's work might bring in between 1 and 200 pounds of lobster, illegal lobster.
That is a lot of money.
That is a lot of
money.
Well,
now, how does an underwater policeman operate?
Well, basically, there are only 27 of them in the Florida Keys and off of Miami. And they operate from patrol boats, and they very rarely can they catch one of these thieves at their work. But they scout the areas and find up to about 100 illegal traps a month, and they destroy these right on the spot.
Well, do these underwater policemen serve any other function? Do they have another job along with this concerning water and scuba work?
Oh, yes. They report on the conditions of the ocean bottom. Perhaps they'll come upon a wreck that has been illegally dynamited, or they'll report on dead fish. Or perhaps they have found an illegal operation as far as the Spanish galleon is going.
Does a scuba diver or a professional make any kind of a good living at it?
Well, I can give you an instance where down in the Gulf of Mexico, there was a specific job down there that lasted 13 weeks where the professional diver was making $500 a day, 7 days a week for 13 weeks.
More and more people are interested in this sport. How much money would it take for the average fella to go into scuba diving?
I would say for a basic equipment in scuba diving would normally cost around $250 to put you in real good shape.
That's everything.
That's, well, no. Scuba diving is a very cheap sport. It's the accessories that really kill you.
What's an accessory?
Well, a depth gauge, or you'll buy a knife. I've been diving 7 years, and I have yet to use my knife for anything. But I have 5 of them.
Thank you, T. Walker Lloyd of Skin Diver Magazine, for giving us the latest dope in the scuba diving field. Visit us again, won't you?
Thank you.
This is Charlie Holmes for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about Autolite.
You're listening to the car that won the Indianapolis 500. A.J. Foyt's $50,000 Coyote Ford. A high-price racing car with a low-price ignition coil. It's an Autolite coil, almost a carbon copy of the one you buy, under $10. How come a low-priced Autolite coil in a $50,000 racing car? Because there is no better coil, not at any price. Get Autolite ignition parts for your car, whatever kind you drive.
Stay tuned to Monitor. This fellow's name, Andy Williams.
Emerald birds glide through a rainbow of red light. Rain, holly and
filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. For 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter.
Marimba Band, new song called Foul Play, F-O-W-L. And on that note, we bring you news of a scientific discovery. It's been reported that chickens of all breeds in all countries communicate in a common language. Chicken talk is based on subtle variations of 35 different phrase themes, a foul version of China's tonal linguistic system. So it's nothing to cluck about, but I bet you never heard it before. And please don't write for a copy of the foregoing information unless you want to lay an egg at your next cocktail party. News coming up. Cluck, cluck. This is Morgan.
Be tuned. The latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. Ahead.